Hey everybody, welcome to Easter Sunday. There is an older song that's probably 20 or more years old that I remember our church singing almost yearly at Easter time, and in the song's lyrics say, part of the song says, "Hallelujah, Jesus is alive. Death has lost its victory, and the grave has been denied." And those are some of my favorite lyrics of any Easter song. Death has lost its victory, and the grave has been denied. You know, Satan walks around this earth thinking that he's got everybody right where he wants them, and he thinks he's somehow going to win in the end. But we know how the story ends, and the story ends as Christ conquering all and eternity in heaven with him for all who know him. So death, eternity separated from God, isn't a possibility for those who love Jesus. He defeated death, the big scary permanency of death is something that no one who follows Jesus has to fear. And we thank God for that. Today, as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, may we focus on what's most important, and that's our relationship with Him. We have traditions that we do at Easter times. We do meals. We do Easter baskets. We color Easter eggs. Whatever it is we do, let's have fun with that. But let's make sure that whoever we're with today, whoever we talk to today, the conversation centers around the resurrection of Jesus and the hope that that brings us because of the resurrection. Lord, thank you so much that you not only died for our sins, but you overcame death, showing us, Lord, that we don't have to fear it because you have overcome it. May our conversations today, may our thoughts today be overwhelmingly focused on your resurrection and the life that you have given us. Anyone today who has made a decision to follow you, may they begin that relationship with you in a strong way, Lord. And help us, Lord, as we support and love those who are just starting their faith journey. God, as we look at our families or our friends, as we look at our church family, we give thanks to you today, Lord, that we have a hope for living, and we have even a greater hope when we die. We don't have to fear death because you've overcome it. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are and for what you've done and for what you're doing and for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.